This is Wild About Utah.
Hi, my name is Christy Bills. I am the entomologist at the Natural History Museum of Utah. I'm excited to talk about the Utah Firefly Citizen Science Project. A lot of people are surprised to know that we have fireflies in Utah, but we actually have them in 20 of the 29 counties that we've discovered so far. People are often surprised that they're here, and they think that they've just arrived, but they haven't. They like to live in marshy areas, and they are only adults from late May to early July, and so that's why people often don't see them, because people aren't usually recreating in marshy areas. The Firefly Citizen Science Project asks people to report when they see them to the museum's website, and that allows us as researchers to know where they are so we can track their activity. We've been collecting data on them for 4 or 5 years and learning more and more about them over that time period. I have actually gone through old newspapers that have been digitized online and looked for any reference to fireflies or lightning bugs, and I have found zero reference dating back 100 years. However, when you actually talk to people in rural communities who have pastures and farms, it turns out anecdotally a lot of people know about them. This is a really wonderful way of people bridging the academic rural divide and finding out that people in these communities have a wealth of knowledge that we can draw from. And they'll say, oh yeah, my grandpa always had them in the orchard, or we always knew that they were there. So it turns out people always knew about them. Not a lot of people, but enough people. People have anecdotes about knowing about them in urban areas where they're clearly not anymore because of development and light pollution. That helps us also know what factors make them go away. More information about the project is available at nhmu.utah.edu/fireflies. I'm Christy Bills, and I am wild about Utah.